Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading is titled Aunt Betty's Way, and it was written by Wynne Collier. When I was young, whenever my doting Aunt Betty visited, it felt like Christmas. She'd bring Star Wars toys and slip me cash on her way out the door. Whenever I stayed with her, she filled the freezer with ice cream and never cooked vegetables. She had few rules and let me stay up late. My aunt was marvelous, reflecting God's generosity. However, to grow up healthy, I needed more than only Aunt Betty's way. I also needed my parents to place expectations on me and my behavior and hold me to them. God asks more of me than Aunt Betty. While He floods us with relentless love, a love that never wavers even when we resist or run away, He does expect something of us. When God instructed Israel how to live, He provided 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions. Aware of our self-deception, God offers clear expectations. 1 John 5:2 says that we're to love God and carry out His commands. Thankfully, God's commands are not burdensome. By the Holy Spirit's power, we can live them out as we experience God's love and joy. His love for us is unceasing, but the scriptures offer a question to help us know if we love God in return. Are we obeying His commands as the Spirit guides us? We can say we love God, but what we do in His strength tells the real story. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands. And His commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the good gifts you give us, but also for the way you order our lives to teach us and to help us grow in wisdom and obedience to you. While we don't like to have limits put on us, your careful guidance and instruction help us grow in wisdom and obedience and keep us from harm. As we raise our children and grandchildren, please help us as we teach them to seek and follow you. May they see the impact you have had on our lives and realize their need for you too. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.